Well, all right. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's so good to see you. Merry Christmas. Come on, there's more people in the room. I think I can do a little bit better now. Let's give God some praise. Come on. I still think you can do better than that. Come on, I'm going to call it out of you. Let's praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All right. I was looking for my whistlers and my whoopers, but you missed it. Don't even give it to me now. Don't even give it to me now. All right. Hey, it's good to see you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to all of those tuning in online. We're really, really honored to have you and glad that you are connected with us. Hey, listen, very, very quickly, I just want to go over a couple of things. Niecy just said it on the news. I don't want to be repetitive. I do want to be thorough. And so a couple of things that I just want to remind us of is this, is that next Sunday morning, church will meet where? That's right, at home, online only, okay? So tell your friends, make sure you mark your calendars. We are doing this with intention, quite frankly. God has called our church to an amazing expansion happening in the new year. It is going to take a lot of time and energy from our amazing staff and serve team. And so our heart simply was to say, listen, let's give them an opportunity to push pause, take a break, enjoy family, because there's a lot ahead of us in the new year. And so the strategy was exactly that. We're going to rest intentionally. Come on, somebody. Because when we go around here, we go hard. But when we rest around here, we rest deep. Amen? And so that's what we're going to do. And I just want to encourage you to enjoy your family and relax, travel if you're traveling, and just enjoy the Christmas, and then join with us. The service will premiere at 9:30 a.m. next week, online only, and then it'll stream all day. So you can catch it after that if that doesn't fit your calendar. Second thing I want to go over really, really quickly is just a reminder again that I know we have families in here, we have children in here, so if for any reason your child is becoming restless or you feel like they may be becoming a distraction to those around you, we have our kids' campus is open next door and completely available to parents. So if you want to go over there, every screen available that can have the service on it has the service on it, out in the lobby, out under the tents, and next door. So I just want you to feel free, please, to just move about the cabin. Does that sound good, everybody? All right, so if you need that resource, it's available to you. Okay, how many of you guys brought your children into the service today? Come on, yeah. Hey, I need to hear from all of my kids. Where are you at? Let me hear some noise from every kid. Yeah, I see them waving at me and clapping. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being in big church. That's when I was a kid, they always called it big church. And I think that just means old people. That's what I think it means. And so I'm really, really excited and really, really thankful that you're a part of this service with us today. And so since we merged together, the old people and the young people, the big people and the little people into one service, I had this idea. We've been telling in this joy series that we're in, we've been telling the story of Christmas every single week. And so we've been reading out of Luke chapter 2, and we've been reminded of the story of Christmas. And so what I want to do is I want to throw to a video here in just a second where the story of Christmas is going to be told. But since our service brought the whole family together, the story is told bringing the whole family together. Check this out.
An angel came to see me. Mary, she was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have, Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager and I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
A camel.
Oh yeah, a camel. She said, this donkey's fast. Well, they tried to go to a hotel and
they asked the keeper, for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place in here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. when the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel was singing.
Glorious. And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. Then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one that I have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly.
Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
All right, all right. Well, there you go. If that does not bring you joy, I do not know what will. So, children, thank you for helping us tell the Christmas story this morning. You guys are amazing. That was awesome. I hope I get Jordan's. And so that was a lot of fun. So we are going to get into today's service and today's message. And just so that you know this, there are message notes available to you. If you're seated in any of our rows, they're in the seat backs in front of you, or if you're on the front row, they're under your chair. And if you're online, they're in the link in the description. But I want you to know this too, that I have no fill-ins for you this morning at all. I figured, you know, a candle and a kid was plenty of responsibility enough in one service. Let's don't overcomplicate things. So you don't need that piece of paper or that link if you choose not to have it. All the scriptures that I'm going to reference are going to be on the screen for us today. But I want to get right into today's message, if I may, and I would love to just begin with prayer. Is that okay? Father, we love you and thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful opportunity we have to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Lord God, thank you for joy that you make available to every single person on earth. And Father, we just welcome you into this room and just invite you to have your way. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Let's get started. I want to get right into today, and I'm going to tell a little bit of a story. So some of you guys don't, I have all these weird little things about me, and so one thing that I do, and I said this actually when I led our Tuesday morning prayer service just the other day, that there's this thing that I do when I'm in a message series like this, where whatever verse it is, and if you've noticed trailing along with some of our messages, I always like to start in the same place week after week after week. It's like the foundation, and I do that for a multitude of reasons. But one of the things that I do is I will stay in that scripture. I'll just like read it and read it and read it and read it, and I sort of just saturate in it, or as the Bible might call, meditate in it. Like I just want to keep chewing on it and keep having it in my system. So one Sunday morning just a few weeks ago, I was actually in this side room, and I was just sitting quietly, and I was holding my notes in my hand, and I was preparing for the day's message. I was just trying to make sure that, you know, that I understood the flow and how I was going to communicate and just all that kind of stuff. And I was in an attitude of prayer, but I was reading Luke chapter 2. And when I began to read, I had to grab a pen and I had to flip my notes inside out. And I just began to write as quickly as I could, because to that point, I hadn't written today's message yet. But it was in the side room, probably 20 minutes before service, that it's like the download just started to come. And so I want to take you to what I saw in the same verses that we've been reading every single week as we've been in this series. We've started in Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to start in verse 8. We've started in verse 9, but the Bible says that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. And we saw that in the amazing Christmas story right there, right? So this is the night Jesus is born. and there becomes an announcement to really the world, he's here, he's here. And so these shepherds, they're just watching over the flocks at night. And then suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them. And this is where it's like, I saw something I wanted to give you today. The Bible says that the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. And for whatever reason, that just popped off the page to me. Radiance. I was like, I got to do a little research. Like, what does this mean? And so I did a little word search. I did it right there. I mean, I practically wrote the message in pen in about 5 minutes, just right here in this side room. And I did a little word search using a resource that I use when I message prep and things like that. And the word radiance literally means reputation. It's like someone, you ever heard the saying, your reputation precedes you? It's like that. And it means his radiance would have been his reputation. And 100% of the cases that this word is used in the New Testament, it means in a good way. So this is a good reputation. It also literally translates to brightness and light, as in the sun, the moon, and the stars. The radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. Just hold that. That's what we're going to focus on today in a candlelight service. Can you see where I'm going? There you go. I let the surprise right out of the bag. And it surrounds them, and they were terrified. That is interesting to me. How many of you guys ever experienced something that God is all in, leading you into? It's without a doubt the leading of the Spirit of God, and you're scared to death the whole time. You ever been there? Can I tell you something? I don't even know if I should admit these things out loud or in public, but this expansion thing that God is leading our church to has me completely excited, totally enthused, and scared to death all at the same time. Really does. It's a big deal. And so I'm trying to be courageous. Come on, somebody, and what God is leading us to. And so sometimes this fear can come when it's actually God leading us into a direction. But the angel reassured them, don't be afraid. He said, why? Because I bring you good news. And here's the focus of our series. And it's going to bring you great joy. And that joy is for all people. Everybody can experience this joy. And what I love the most is that the scripture wastes no time clarifying where this joy comes from. It says that it's the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord. And he's been born today in the city of David. So I want to talk about that just a little bit today. And here's the title of my message. I want to talk about radiant joy. Radiant joy. Because if you've ever been around that person, get them in your mind where they're just joyful, maybe even annoyingly so. How many of you guys ever experienced that? Like, they're so happy that you're like, why and how are you so happy all the time? Bad days, good days, sunny days, rainy days, 80 degree days in December. They're joyful. It's like, I don't get you, okay? It's supposed to be winter time, right? But what it really is a radiant. There's like a light about them. Maybe it's lightheartedness. Maybe it's just an aura of them that just feels good. Just want to be around you because you're so joyful. But the Bible tells us that because of Christ Jesus, that joy is for all people. Amen. For all people. And so forgive me if I'm gonna kind of sink us a little bit, but I wanna expose a reality about this season, is that for a lot of people, the Christmas season that's supposed to be wrapped with joy and Christmas lights and Christmas trees and Christmas festivities and parties and gifts and fun and laughter is not so bright and it's not so joyful. In fact, it was just this morning that I was thinking back about myself 365 days ago. I was thinking back to where I was, and I remember last December being in this place of real darkness, and I couldn't understand it. And some of you that know me knew that I was in this place. In fact, if you came to prayer services, I actually exposed it at one point that I was calling on God last December. And here was my prayer. I said, God, would you please rescue me from this pit. Because darkness had surrounded me so intensely that I didn't know what to do. And I'm not sure that I know what depression feels like, and I'm not sure if I was or was not experiencing some of that, but I can tell you this, if it wasn't depression, if I don't know what it feels like, then I get a glimpse of it. I can understand, because if I wasn't in a depressed place, I was real dangerously close, because I felt hopeless. I felt trapped. I didn't know where to go, where to look. I didn't know how to get out. I was the pastor of the church, and I'm supposed to be the inspirational, spiritual leader, enthusiastic, and I was supposed to be the one that's leading the family of God through a weird year and out of the COVID realities and back into the buildings and all this stuff, and I was in the fight of my emotional life. It was dark, and I was struggling. Something did happen, and I don't have time for that story today, where God, it was like the light of Christ, just, it was night one, 21 days of prayer last year. And God put a word in my spirit for our church, and he said, I've called you into a decisive direction. Gets me emotional because of the power that it had in my life. It was the rescue from the pit. The key words for me were this: nothing you've been through is wasted. That brought some personal power to me, because I felt like, really? Because that felt awful. I did not like the COVID experience and what 2020 brought at all. Some people enjoyed working from home, and some people enjoyed not being around people, and I was losing my bearings. I was going crazy, and I was struggling. And so if you say, I get it, like I resonate with what you're describing now, this is for you. This is for you. I want to show you some things, because radiant joy is possible because Christ brings joy to whom?
Everybody.
All people, all of us. Everybody can have it. Everybody can experience it, no matter how you're feeling right now. And so I want to take you, we're going to start very quickly, we're going to start in John chapter 1 in the New Testament of your Bible. And this is a beautiful, poetic, and artistic description of Christ Jesus. He starts at the very beginning of all time. He says, in the beginning was the Word. And he describes Jesus all these unique and powerful ways. If you've never read John chapter 1, I would encourage you, do that today. You will not regret it. It's beautiful. It is artistic. It is powerful. But I want to bring you to a couple of verses in particular where the author is writing this. In him, speaking of Jesus, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Like the Spirit of Christ Jesus, the life that is in him gives light to you and me. This is where I really want to focus today. The Bible says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is it right here. That the light, when it shines in the darkness cannot win. Can I say it this way? Light is undefeated. Never been beaten. You ever walked into the room and put the light switch on and darkness wins? It doesn't happen. I mean, unless that bulb blows, the darkness loses every single time. And what I want to declare today is that the light of the life of Christ Jesus is available to all people. Yes, you. Yes, you. Yes, you in the pit. Yes, you in this repetitive, obsessive, compulsive way of thinking that keeps cycling you back to a past or to a dark place, or you can't seem, you know that Jesus forgave you, you're just struggling to do it.
Oh, come on.
Like you, that I'm talking about, light is available to you. And a radiant joy. Can I go so far as to say that you have the potential to be the annoyingly joyful person?
Amen.
You do. And for some of us, that sounds like it would take a miracle to happen. A miracle to happen. But I just believe that today, my only hope in today's message is to bring you hope. To bring you hope. I want to dig a little bit further, and I won't be long today, but I want to dig a little bit further. John chapter 8, the Bible says this, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, he made a declaration. And here's what he says. I am the light of the world. I am that light. Listen, if you're in a dark place, if you're in a dark season, if you're in a dark moment of your life, there's only one way, one person, one place to go. His name is Jesus. Amen. I don't expect to impress you today. So if you're looking for some revelation you've never heard, you're probably not going to get it. But I'm going to give you the truth of the gospel today. Amen, everybody? Because he said, I'm the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And what I'm saying to you is that it's available to you. And Jesus makes this claim that you want life? You want light in your dark scenario? You want me to rescue you from your pit? I'll do that. That's who I am. In fact, that's what I do, because darkness does not overcome the light. Let me translate it, that the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy your life, your story, your joy, your family, your marriage, come on. Amen. He can't win. No. I know that it feels impossible, and I know that it may look impossible, and I know that you may be ready to throw in the towel. I know that sometimes you feel like you're hopeless, like I did last year, where I felt like I just had walls around me in every single direction. I didn't know how to climb out. I needed somebody to throw me a rope, put a ladder in the hole. Somebody's got to help me out. And my prayer is that today's message is that rope, and it's the light of Christ Jesus saying, come on, grab hold. I'm going to take you to a higher place, to a brighter place. I'm going to take you to a place that you may not have even thought possible. Light is going to shine in your story. I'm going to get you out of your pit. You will experience radiant joy. I'm going to go a little further today because I found this to be interesting. John 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But then in Matthew chapter 5, he says, you are the light of the world. And I love it. I love it. Again, Matthew chapter 5, if you've never read it, it is awesome. You will love it. And he says, you're the light of the world. Yes. Here's what I love about Christ Jesus is that everything he possesses, he makes available.
Amen.
So if he's undefeated, you can be undefeated. Not because you're awesome, because he's awesome. Not because of your strength, because of his strength. Not because of your determination, because of who he is. Not because of your wit or your skill or your ability to manage or self-talk or self-discipline. You can't do enough good things and not do enough bad things. No, it's because of who Jesus is in you. And all of a sudden, you become the light of the world. And then I love that he uses an analogy. This is how I talk. It's like a town built on a hill. It can't be hidden. Neither do people light lamps and then put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. And then he says, in the same way, let your light shine. Like you've been given a light, follower of Christ Jesus, so let it shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Here's what I want to declare. Here's what I want to say to you, that you can experience radiant joy. Radiant joy. That the light of life, I believe, is beckoning, calling. Can I be so bold as to say, begging you?
Yes.
To say, come on, come to me. In fact, the Bible says that he pursues you. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Hey, knock, knock, knock. Hey, I'm here. May I come in? May I come in? Listen, that's the kind of pursuit, that's the kind of love, that's the kind of Savior that we have the opportunity to connect to reconnect to experience and walk in radiant joy. Amen, everybody? You guys okay? I know this is a little bit heavy, but listen to me. If some of you guys are like, man, Pastor Josh, I wish you'd be a little bit more happy. Maybe you're doing okay, but I believe the people that are in the pit need to hear the truth. The people that are in the pit need to hear some hope. Because you live with the same pressures that I do. I'm not separated because I'm a pastor. I'm still a person. And so you still have the pressure to be maybe the leader in the office. Or the maybe you're the one that at the family gatherings, everybody wants you. Well, you're the one that goes to church. You do the prayer. How many of y'all that happens to you every time? I pray for everything. You have no idea. I'm like, am I the only Christian in the family? No. All right. But there's still that pressure. The people around you, your spouse, your kids, and your siblings, and your professors, and your friends, they expect you to be a certain something. And sometimes it's hard to be that when we feel trapped in darkness. And I just believe that God gave me a message for you today, that light is possible. And I actually believe that I don't have the power to like pull you out of that pit today, but I know Jesus does. And that's why today I just want to provide some hope to you and some hope to us. I'm just a living, breathing testimony. And what I would like to say this morning is what God did for me, God will do for you. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, that's Jesus, and the word of our testimony. And I'm just somebody that's saying like, hey, I'm saying it out loud. And if you couldn't tell, good. I was doing a good job. But some people knew. I was talking to some people and they knew. Hey, Josh is in a rough spot. And I was struggling. But Jesus, and I'm telling you, it was like in a moment. It was like in a moment. It's like all of a sudden I just saw the pathway out. Now, I didn't just jump out of it. I climbed out of it. But all of a sudden I could see how to get out of this pit. The rescue came. And my prayer today is that this message would bring hope to someone trapped in a dark pit. You're surrounded by darkness. And it's overwhelming you. And it feels as though it's crushing you. And what I want to declare is that radiant joy, the light of life, can be yours today. Here's how we're going to close this with this final verse. John chapter 12, Jesus said, I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Amen. Just leave this up for me, team. Let's don't take this off for a second. I want to just declare today. I want to declare today, listen to me carefully. If you're in this room and you only came to church because grandma begged you, please come to my church, and you just came like, fine, grandma, I'm coming. Maybe you tuned in online today for whatever reason and you've never made a decision to walk with Jesus, never. Maybe you didn't understand it. Maybe it seems a little bit odd to you or whatever. But somehow, as I've been communicating to you, you've been sensing something on the inside. Maybe it's because you find darkness all around you and you're like, light sounds really good. Well, I am trying to introduce you to the undefeated light of life. And the Bible says that if you believe in him, no one needs to walk in darkness. No marriage needs to be dark anymore. No individual needs to be surrounded by the oppression of darkness in your life any longer. No business needs to feel the overwhelming pressure of darkness. No student needs to feel like, I don't understand, I don't fit in around here. No kid. Needs to feel like the darkness is too much. And you know what? Maybe it would be brighter if I weren't here. I'm going to call out suicide today. Because listen, this light's to all people. It's a radiant joy and it's available to you. And Jesus said, I came to be a light. No one who believes in me should stay in darkness. The light is undefeated. It's undefeated. Cannot be beaten. So here's what I want to do. I just want to ask you, if you would, to close your eyes, bow your heads just for a moment. I just want to lead us in a prayer. I want to pray for those who are in dark places. Darkness seems to surround you right now. Father, I pray for every single one. Every single one, Lord God, that feels like they're in a pit. They're trapped in darkness. Maybe they can't escape their own thoughts, or maybe, Lord God, they feel like they're too far gone, or whatever the case may be. But Father, the darkness, the oppressive darkness is mounting on them all the time. I truly believe that when I was sitting in the side room, Lord Jesus, you gave me the word for them today. And you said, I am the light of life, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And so, Father, we invite you into our stories. We invite you into our minds. Lord, we invite you into our situations. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would begin to show your light to us. Help us, Lord God, to put our eyes on you, to turn our attention toward you, to begin to seek your face, to try to hear from you. We just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, for you to begin to do in us what only you can do in us. We're calling for rescue, and we believe that you will do it. Father, we pray for your light to shine in our darkness right now. Pull us out of these pits, we pray in Jesus' name. Now, with your head still bowed and eyes still closed, I want to invite those of you that have never made a decision to follow Jesus. I want to invite you to make that decision right now. Right now, in this moment. Maybe you're far from God. You used to go to church. You used to pray. You used to spend time in the Bible, but you're far from God. This is your moment. And I want to invite you back to the light of life, because he wants to place inside of you radiant joy. The light is undefeated. And so what I'm going to do is invite you to repeat a prayer after me. And this prayer is for you. It's very simple. It's just simple words, but it's a powerful thing that the Spirit of God wants to do in your life right now. Here's our prayer. I want you to say, Dear Jesus, I give you my life. All of it. Come into my heart. Forgive me my sin. Wash me. Cleanse me, make me new. All that I am is yours. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you can give God praise. That's our habit. I want to congratulate those that may have made that decision right now. What I want to do next, though, is I want to invite you, would you stand with me this morning? Get those candles out, if you would. Have you guys experienced a candlelight service before? You've been in one before, so you kind of probably know what's coming. But if I can have your attention, I want to say something to you. Listen, what we're about to do is traditional in a lot of ways, and traditional in a lot of churches. What we're about to do is symbolic in a lot of ways and in a lot of churches. What we're about to do is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And what I want you to hear me say very candidly is this, that I am not naive enough to think that what we're about to do has the power to overcome the darkness that some of you are experiencing in your lives right now or in this season or for the past several years or whatever the case may be. But what I do believe is that it can give you a hope. Because what's about to happen is every light that we can turn off in this entire place is going to turn off. Every single one, including that one, and I might need a team member for it, over there. And I know this can make it hard, but every single light's going to go off, and what we're going to see and what we're going to experience is the power of light. And as we begin to sing this song and celebrate the birth of Jesus, listen to me carefully, for some of you, you need to see it. You need to see what a little light can do. And I want you to see how it begins to grow. And it begins to compound. And it begins to get brighter and brighter and brighter. And I believe this is the picture that the Holy Spirit of God wants you to see today. To say, hey, there's a glimmer of hope. There's a light shining. And all of a sudden, it's going to get brighter. It's going to get brighter. And it's going to get brighter. And the best part is it gets brighter when I give it away. So if we will, let's kill every single light in the building, every single one. Every light. Turn them off. I'm not doing anything till it's black in here. Come on. Turn them lights off. That's it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to light my candle. And as we begin to sing, I'm going to come up here toward the front of this platform. I'm going to light your candle. We go. I just want you to see it, everybody. Watch it happen. Let's sing together, and I want you to see the light build. This is the light of my worship. You want to lead us? Sing it with us. You know it.
Holy night.
It's beautiful.
Shepherds quake at the sight. Glorious stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
So as you look around, I hope and pray that what you see is hope. Hope. It's amazing what a little light can do. And the light of Jesus is undefeated, everybody. And he said, I am the light of the world. And then here's what he did. He gave you the same light. Now you go be the light of the world. And in the same way that someone gave you some light, one candle to the next, one candle to the next, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it began to build and it began to compound. The hope that Jesus wants you to hear today is that's what he wants to do in you. That's what he wants to do in your story and in your life and in your situation. A little light can make a big difference. Today, this is a picture of hope as we see the picture of Jesus. So I want to close us in prayer as we hold these lights. Father, we come before you. We see this picture of who you are, undefeated, flawless, the light of life. Father, we thank you so much that Jesus has made us the light of the world. He put that light in us. And no one who believes in him needs to walk in darkness anymore. And so in this service, Lord God, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, as we think about Christmas, as we remember who you are and what you've done, Father, we also look to the future and we look ahead with hope and with enthusiasm because of the light and the radiant joy that you make available to those who are in you. And I pray, Father, for every single person in a dark place. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that in the same way today they got some light on their candle, I pray that, Father, they would get light in their story, light in their situation, that there would be hope in the darkness, I pray. And I pray that this service would be a marker for them, a remembrance for them, a moment that they say, I'll never forget that candlelight service. Because that's when Jesus brought light into my dark story. That is the moment that I saw rescue from the pit. So Father, I pray for you to move supernaturally and powerfully in people's stories and their lives this Christmas season. And I pray, Father, that in the same way I told a testimony today of where I am compared to where I was last year, I pray that these people, Lord God, in the darkness today would tell stories of the light tomorrow. And I pray that their radiant joy would become contagious and that it would spread, Lord God, to those around them. And we pray these things, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen. All right, we can turn those lights back on. You can blow your candles out, everybody, as the light begins to come. Now listen, I'm going to ask if you would to be seated for one more second. Just one more second. When you leave the auditorium today, as you're exiting the room, okay? See, it smells like someone's birthday party right now, doesn't it? What'd you wish for? So as you're leaving the auditorium and you're going outside of the building, under the tents is where you can discard of these, okay? So as you're moving out, you'll find a place, you'll see team members, you'll be able to get rid of these. I just want to give it over to news. I'm going to pray one more time, and then we've got one more thing for you on the news, and our service will conclude. Father, I love you. Thank you, Jesus, for being the radiant joy of our lives. I just pray, Father, for your light to shine in our stories in Jesus' name. Amen.